Boker Tov. The beginning of this week's parasha, Yaakov sends out malachim or shlichim to go speak to Esav, and the message that he sends them is Ko tamrun adoni leEsav, Ko amar avdecha Yaakov im Lavan garti veichar ad ata. On these words, im Lavan garti, I lived with Lavan. Rashi has a comment that is quite famous and made it into a popular song: im Lavan garti, etc., etc. But that's actually, I see some shaking heads, you don't know that song. That's okay. That's actually Rashi's second comment. Rashi makes two comments on the word garti. The first one is, Lona seiti sar v'chashuv el ager, in chakadei lisnoti al berkat avicha shabrachani havegvir la achicha sharei, lo nitkaim abi. Lavan garti. Garti means that I was a sojourner, I was a stranger, I was never a sar. I never became somebody important there. So the truth is that this bracha that you think that I stole from you, that I took from Yitzchak, never really materialized. I didn't really get anything out of it. I remained a ger in Lavan's house. So there's nothing for you to be upset with me about. But his second comment, more famous, davar acher, garti b'gematria taryag. Garti is not just gematria, it's the same exact letters. Garti, taryag. Klomar, im Lavan garti b'taryag mitzvot shamarti, lo lamadati mimasav haraim. I lived with Lavan, and yet I stayed from. I continued to keep all the Taryag mitzvot. I didn't learn from him, and I remained kadosh. I remained keeping all the Taryag mitzvot. The Kliyakar actually comments on this Rashi. He says he thinks that the two comments of Rashi are, on the one hand, completely contradictory. The first comment is an expression of hachna'av, submission, saying to Esav, there's nothing for you to be upset with me about. I'm actually lower than you. I never became anything more than a ger. And then the second comment appears to be a challenge, saying, listen, you don't want to mess with me. Even though I lived with Lavan for so many years, I remain true to Taryag Mitzvot, so I'm doing pretty well. So the Kliyakar actually thinks that on the one hand they're intentional, but on the other hand he thinks they actually supplement each other. Yaakov is telling Esav, listen, I never really got anything out of the brachot, unless you think that the reason I never got anything out of the brachot is because maybe I didn't remain faithful to what Yitzchak taught us growing up. You shouldn't think that. I really did remain faithful. I kept all the Taryag mitzvot, and yet I still didn't get anything out of the brachot. So the entire statement goes together. The Kliyakar says, amazingly, he says, if it were up to me, we would get rid of the Davar Acher in the middle of Rashi and say that it's all one Perush. But he says, I'm too scared to do that. Shavua Tov.